Welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. This is Bill Nolte. I'm the Associate Superintendent for Haywood County Schools and your host for the Haywood County Schools Report. Today we are going to spend a little time talking about seasonal illnesses, in particular the prevention of the spread of those things and what we do if we think we have one of those things. And my very special guest on the program again is Sandy Clark. She is a retired health science teacher, health occupations teacher, and the lead school health nurse. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Dr. Peel.
I appreciate you being on. If you're a regular listener to podcasts, she was on a week or so ago, and we talked about the auto-injectors. If you have anyone in your family who needs one of those or uses one of those, especially in connection to schools, you might want to go back and pull that podcast off our website at the bottom and listen to it. So, my introduction's too long here. So we had some norovirus at North Canton Elementary, and our numbers are trending better. When we recorded the podcast, they weren't quite over, but they were much, much better, having a couple students out with the symptoms rather than a couple dozen. So we're trending in the right direction. We've heard some rumors about strep already, so that may be occurring by the time the podcast airs. And we know flu season is around the corner. So I guess with that long introduction, how do we prevent, or what's the best way to prevent the spread of most seasonal illnesses?
Well, the very best way is to wash your hands, either with good old soap and water or with alcohol hand sanitizers. But washing your hands is probably the prime thing that we all need to remember. Secondly, is if you have one of these illnesses, cleaning, particularly with the gastrointestinal or the norovirus, is cleaning with a weak bleach solution, surfaces, making sure the clothes and the bed clothes and all those things are appropriately cleaned. And I can tell you the school system has really been doing lots and lots of cleaning to prevent the spread of these GI illnesses, particularly at North Canton, but in some of the other schools also.
We even did some buses that were shared between North Canton and a couple other schools because we want people to be well so they can go to school and learn.
Right.
So we'll do what we can on our end, but it's important that we all do that. And I guess I interrupted you. You were just talking about the best way to prevent
the spread of disease.
The spread of disease. Just lots of hand washing.
Yes, and if you are sick, stay home.
Right.
Or if your child is sick, stay home. Because typically that's what's happening. We felt like particularly at North Canton that maybe some people were coming back a little soon after they had some of these illnesses. And it can actually, the norovirus can actually live in the large intestine for 2 weeks. So that's why hand washing every time you go to the bathroom is so important and things
really
like that.
Important. So if let's say that we have a listener and they have a child or a grandchild that attends our schools, in particular, what do we want them to think about in terms of the symptoms they might have and how they should monitor those symptoms and what that will tell them about whether or not they should return to school and those kinds of things?
Okay. For norovirus particularly, or these GI upsets, typically, they're going to have nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, and a lot of stomach pain. And what we really want them to do is not to return to school until they're symptom-free. Usually, it's about 48 hours after that time. And a lot of times, they may feel a lot better within 4 hours, but they may still be contagious. So that's one of the things we need to do, particularly for norovirus. For some of the other diseases that we may have, let's say strep or let's say flu, those people with strep, they're going to may or may not have a super sore throat, but they're going to feel really bad and have a high fever, have a headache, and just not feel like putting one foot in front of the other. For flu, it may feel the exact same way and then add some cough,
right?
Some of those things. And for those people, they need to be fever-free. That means fever less than 100. They need to be fever-free for 24 hours without the aid of fever-reducing medicine. So it means that you can't just load your child up with Tylenol and send them to school in the morning because typically within 4 hours they're going to develop a fever again. So that's very, very important.
Yeah, and I just want to repeat that for listeners of the podcast and radio, if they're listening on the radio program through WPTL, that's just really important. Your child may be recovering if they haven't had a fever in 6 hours, or your child may be doing pretty well if an over-the-counter medication can knock the fever down. But they'll recover quicker if they're at home and resting and not exposed to other people, and they will certainly have a much better chance of not spreading whatever they have to other people if they'll really just wait 24 hours without any medical aid, you know, to knock the fever down until the symptoms are down. That's really, 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 really key for us. Okay. Is there anything else that you thought about that you want to talk about related to that? I wanted to repeat some of those signs and symptoms in particular. Oh, we want to talk about one thing that does not work with norovirus.
The hand sanitizers really don't seem to prevent the spread of norovirus. So this is one time when the good old-fashioned washing your hands with warm water and soap for about 60 seconds, right. We say sing the ABC song
or something. That's right. That's exactly what we do with little children. We ask them to wash their hands, and while they're washing their hands, they do the O, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. And so, in particular with the gastrointestinal conditions, even if it's not norovirus, or even if a doctor hasn't told you you might have norovirus, it's just a really good practice to avoid the hand sanitizers during that time and use soap, water, warm water if you have it. Wash your hands for a long, long time. And again, one of the other things I wanted to mention, because we can clean the school or the bus, but if we're not doing similar cleanings at the house, and you know, I have a house with kids in it too, so we all have to do this, just knocking down the germs on doorknobs and countertops and kitchen tables and other frequently used surfaces with a mild bleach solution. And most bleach bottles will have those kinds of instructions right on the bottle. And the bleach is pretty inexpensive.
Yes.
You can go to the local, I guess I can use brand names on the podcast and not get sued. But you can go certainly to your you know, Walmart, Kmart, those places, but you can also go to dollar stores and Dollar Trees places like that and get a good bleach pretty inexpensively. Okay. Seasonal illness time. We're all going to wash our hands and stay clean.
One other thing, please get your flu shot.
Oh, that's right.
That's important. Just please do that. And it seems it's going to be a better match this year, so maybe we'll have more success with it. Your local doctor, a lot of the pharmacies provide it. The health department is actually not going to have a regular flu clinic, but you can always make appointments to have your flu shot.
All right. That's a good plug for the flu shot, which I get every year. And seems to work for me most years. Well, as always, thanks for being on again to talk about seasonal illnesses.
Okay. It's been a pleasure. Just let me know if I can help you in any way.
Okay. And as always, I want to thank everyone for listening to the Haywood County Schools Report. And as always, I hope everyone has a safe day and a great day.